Now on Asian Pop Radio, here's your Korean news update. Korean news update. News and current affairs that matter to you.
I'm Chance Dorlin with your Korean news update, brought to you by Korea FM in association with the Korea Observer and Asian Pop Radio. For more independent news and talk radio podcasts, subscribe in the iTunes Store with your favorite podcast application or visit KoreaFM.net. Following Friday's ruling by the Constitutional Court to uphold President Park Geun-hye's impeachment, several pro-Park supporters have reportedly attacked journalists in Seoul. The Korea Exposé reports one protester was captured in a widely circulated video striking a photojournalist from behind with a metal ladder. And in a separate incident, a female photojournalist was beaten and robbed of her equipment in an apparent premeditated act of violence. There have been at least 12 reported cases of violence against journalists since the weekend's decision, with the Korea Press Photographers Association and the National Union of Media Workers strongly condemning the acts as a violation of press freedom, with some journalists saying they'll take legal action. While at first staying silent, former President Park Geun-hye has now addressed the Constitutional Court's ruling that removed her from office, saying through a spokesperson that, quote, "I am sorry that I couldn't complete the duties of president given to me," and that while she will go with the ruling, she believes, quote, "that the truth will emerge, although it will take time." KBS World Radio News reports that statement was issued Sunday evening after Park left the presidential office and arrived at her former private residence in southern Seoul 2 days after being removed from the presidency. The change of residence occurred with former presidential chiefs of staff and pro-Park lawmakers gathered along with some 500 supporters in front of the ex-president's new home. Park reportedly waved at the crowd as her motorcade arrived, with her former spokesman delivering her brief statement after she entered the home. The investigation of the former president is drawing new attention now that she no longer has immunity from prosecution for actions taken as president of South Korea. The Hankyure reports the prosecutor's special investigation headquarters appears likely to begin coordinating with Park's team as early as next week to schedule a date for in-person questioning. Park has previously refused to be questioned several times, but no longer has that luxury, though the ex-president's past denials of the charges have raised fears of evidence destruction, with some calling for her immediate arrest. However, various factors will likely influence any decision to arrest the first woman to ever be elected president in South Korea, such as a delay to not distract from the upcoming presidential election that must take place 60 days from the court's ruling. Pro-Park lawmakers and conservative groups have also raised the idea of respectful treatment of a former president. And the video of an interview explaining Park Geun-hye's impeachment that lasted less than a minute has now been viewed hundreds of thousands of times due to a comical interruption. The Guardian reports a BBC interview with political scientists and Busan National University professor Robert Kelly has become a global hit after being hijacked by his two young children.
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
Pardon me.
My apologies.
Robert, many thanks. That's the first time for everything. I think you've got some children who need you. Robert Kelly of Busan National University. Thank you very much.
The clip, however, has generated more than just hilarity, with many jumping to the conclusion that the panicked Asian woman seen trying to remove the children from the room was their nanny, with even some media outlets initially calling her that as well, instead of the factual representation of being the professor's wife. The issue has provoked fierce debate, though Kelly's family seems to be taking their newfound fame in stride, with his Ohio-based mother telling Mail Online she thought the 4-year-old and 9-month-old children probably thought their dad was Skyping with her and her husband, noting that, quote, "Robert usually Skypes us from his home office, which is where he did the interview. The kids probably heard voices coming from the computer and assumed it was us. It was just hilarious." Subscribe to the Korea FM Talk Radio and News Podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. And for more news, talk radio, and independent music from the Korean Peninsula, visit KoreaFM.net. I'm Chance Dorland.